All right, welcome back. So much going on, guys. I want to continue our Super Bowl coverage. I'm so excited about our next guest. He played in the NFL for the Packers, won a Grey Cup with the Montreal Alouettes. He's coached for a long time in Division I football. Matter of fact, almost 15 years as a defensive coordinator at Ohio University. Oh, and by the way, happens to be the father of Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow. Hey, it's Jimmy Burrow. How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm doing all those things really don't exist. I'm Joe Burrow's dad now. That's what everybody refers me to. So I'm good.
I love it. You know, Jimmy, take us back to high school. Not when you played, but you know, when Joe played. And yep. I'm curious because I saw a tweet where he sent an email to one of the football guys and said, "Hey, I'm having trouble getting on the board. You know, getting recognized, getting scholarships. What was it like back then?" And, you know, how tough was it to get to this point? Did you ever think he would get to this point?
Well, he ended up being fairly heavily recruited, but there for a good while. We're in Division III football program here at Athens and in Southeast Ohio, Wow. Kind of tucked away, not one of the major metropolitan areas. So a lot of the college coaches really don't come through here. There's just not that many athletes that they grow up around here. So I think that was the limitations that Joe had. And then he was playing basketball and didn't have a opportunity to go to a lot of camps. So you know, all of that played into, hey, there's just not some of the so-called bigger name schools jumping in there as early as what you guys know they do these days, especially on the young quarterbacks in high school. So it was just a process, and he eventually was able to have throwing sessions after his junior year in the spring because he didn't play baseball anymore, and that opened up a few more opportunities. And then Tom Herman watched him one day, and it was the best day that he ever threw at any of those sessions. So it all kind of lined up for him to go to Ohio State.
Wow. Jimmy, you ever see this coming from Joe 5 years ago? I mean, obviously, as a dad, this must have been kind of a pinch-me year for you.
No, as a matter of fact, we thought he was a basketball player, possibly Division I, and we traveled around with these AAU teams. His mom took him about an hour and 20 minutes to Chillicothe twice a week to practice. So that was kind of our focus there for a good while, and then he became a little bigger and stronger and started to get a little taller, and then in the 10th grade he kind of went off with a lot of yards and touchdown passes, and then we said, you know, he's got an opportunity here to play Division I football, but it was still needed a long way to develop. It was not something that I really could dream of. Somebody said, "Well, yeah, you dreamed about this." No, it would have taken like 25 dreams to put it all together about all the things that happened this year. So it's pretty exciting.
You know, Jimmy, you coached for a long time at a high level. Is it more nerve-wracking for you being on the sideline coaching your own team or in the stands watching your kid?
Well, I think I was always, for the last 15, 18 years, calling defenses in the press box, and it seemed to be, as soon as the game started, you were so focused on that the nerves kind of went away. And with Joe and being his dad, those nerves pretty much happened until we're comfortably ahead and have the game in the bag. So I'd say, really, as a dad, you get more nervous for a longer period of time than you do as a coach.
Jimmy Burrow with us here, Joe Burrow's dad on the Huddle 101.3 The Game, as part of our Radio Row North coverage, bringing you the best guests from Super Bowl week all week long. There's a lot of talk about Joe being the possible number one pick in the draft. Throughout this process, do you put on your coach hat and kind of aid him through, or do you put on your dad hat and let the agents and everything do everything?
No, we just went to... I went through the agent process for him. His mom, Robin, and I interviewed over 20 people or more. He didn't want anything to do with it as far as personal contact. So the first time he actually was face-to-face with agents, really was last week, and marketing agency last week. So he let us do that. But, you know, during the course of the year, I think I kept him abreast of what was going on, and, you know, from a dad standpoint, and then from a coach, maybe what to expect once the season's over. But he was so focused and had a one-track mind. We really didn't get into a lot of those conversations until after he won the national championship.
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, you're from Ohio, as Brady mentioned. Would it be special for him to be selected number one and go to the Bengals? Or really, they're all going to be special, and it doesn't make that much of a difference? You tell me.
You know, the NFL draft certainly set up for teams to draft in a particular order for a reason. We're just happy, and Joe happier that he's put himself in a position to have that opportunity to make O number one. You know, I've been around as a player, and I had a Jamie, my son that played at Nebraska, went through this draft process. And so I know it's so unpredictable that you can't bank on this happening or that, and you just have to wait and see. Long process here in the next couple of months before the draft. So as I said, we're just excited, and Joe is excited to put himself in this position to have a chance to be number one.
Jimmy, as a guy who has the coaching background that you do, how special was it watching a national title game that featured your son and Trevor Lawrence going back and forth down the field?
It was a coach's dream, because you saw the best defensive coordinators in the country trying to stop two of the best offenses in the country. And, you know, there was all kind of speculation about really each side of the ball, what they were going to do. Were they going to do something that Joe that he hadn't seen, which almost every coordinator did all year? Joe made a comment once, media-wise, that he didn't know why they even watched film of the previous games, because every game was something different. So we knew Venables. I'd known him a long time. We knew he would come up with some different things that would create problems early. And then with LSU, I mean, they had a tall task stopping Lawrence and the running back, who actually I think was from Louisiana, so that added a little incentive for him. But they both started out, you know, doing a great job. LSU was able to kind of figure it out and make plays. There's so many. I mean, there's five NFL guys catching balls from Joe on LSU's offense, and then you add Joe, the sixth guy that's going to play in the NFL, and just tough. Certainly Clemson has almost as many guys on offense, but, you know, playing in New Orleans and all the focus during the course of the year, like, hey, let's get to New Orleans and win this thing. I mean, it was just really too much to overcome, I think, for Clemson.
You know, you retired from coaching this season, before the season, so you could watch Joe play in his last year. How important was that to you?
It was a tough decision. I really wasn't ready to just quit, because I coached so long and still loved it. Still thought I was pretty good at being a defensive coordinator. But as I sat back after the bowl game and started to think about it, I'd never even been to a game at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. I saw three games that year, and each time I watched the game, I just missed it more to be able to watch Joe. And so as I discussed it with my family, it just became obvious to me that they wouldn't say it, but I could sense it. They saw, hey, you know, we want you to be with us to watch Joe. And I think Joe, I kind of sensed that it would be nice for that to happen. So it was a tough decision. I even sat out in the car about 30 minutes before I went up to Coach Solich's office, because I didn't know for sure if I was doing the right thing. But once I did it, and my family was happy, I wouldn't trade this season for anything in the world.
We're talking with Jimmy Burrow, Joe Burrow's dad, longtime coach here on the Huddle 101.3 The Game, our Super Bowl Media Week coverage, our Radio Row North version. Jimmy, your career, you won a Grey Cup playing with our friends to the north, the Montreal Alouettes. So I got to ask you, how special is this region to you?
Yeah, I mean, Montreal will always have a special place in my heart. I played, got credit for a year at Green Bay, and I was kind of one of those kind of fence straddlers. I could maybe make it for a few years, maybe not. But I went ahead and went to Montreal with Marv Levy, and it ended up being a great decision because I made a lot of great friendships that are really still lasting. And then we did win a Grey Cup. I was injured early, but I got activated for that game. In my mind, we coulda, shoulda, won two more. We played in 78, 79, played Edmonton, but we kind of caught those guys in their heyday. And so people play out there for 10, 12 years and maybe don't play in a Grey Cup. And I was fortunate enough to play in three and win one. And Montreal didn't really know much about it. I'm from Mississippi and Nebraska, and all of a sudden I'm in, what was really a culture shock, but lived downtown by the Forum and took the subway and kind of got fell in love with Montreal.
You know, a weird question here, Jimmy, but I want to know, do you watch the other famous dads and learn from them? Do you see what Archie Manning does or LeVar Ball and say, ooh, I don't think I would be talking like that. You know what I mean?
Archie and I got to know each other at the Manning Passing Academy when Joe was there this summer.
Mm-hmm.
He invited my wife, Robin, and I to be there and be a part of it, from a mom and dad standpoint, and go to some functions with Archie and Eli and Pat Payton and Cooper. And just to have that as a sounding board, not only that two or three days, but then we continue to talk during the season. I visited with him at his home in Oxford, and just a great person for me to be able to call and say, this is what we're considering. What's your advice? And like you said, he's the master of being given advice because he's had two sons that I think one was number one and one was number two maybe. So it's great. And he's from Mississippi, same as me. We had some mutual friends. Actually, his quarterback coach in high school became my quarterback coach in high school. So we've developed a relationship, and it's pretty special to be able to pick up the phone and get advice from Archie.
I love it. He's Jimmy Burrow, the father of Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow. Jimmy, thank you so very much for stopping on by. We really do appreciate it, and we'll have to do it again later on.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.